Well, here we are again on another holy day, the Day of Trumpets, a commanded assembly in which we are commanded to take up an offering. So as I'm sure you already have a finger in Deuteronomy, let's turn there and we'll read the command that God gave to his people. That's obviously Deuteronomy 16, and we'll turn and start reading in verse 16. Three times in a year shall all your males appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of thy Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. This command is given for us to obey, but the amount isn't set, only that we should give as he is able. It is not the amount of the offering that God cares about, but rather something else. If you will, turn with me to Micah 6, and we'll read Micah's thoughts on the coming before the Lord. That's Micah 6, and we'll start reading from verse 6. Wherewith shall I come before the Lord, and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for the transgressions, for the fruits of my body, for the sin of my soul? He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee? But to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God. Our God is not like the gods of ancient times, such as Baal or Molech, who demanded human sacrifices by the million, or even like the modern-day gods of climate change, globalization, or animal rights, which demand that anyone who disagrees with them be instantly denounced and treated worse than dirt. Our God is a loving, giving God, who wants what is best for us, and ultimately wants us to become part of his family, ruling the entire universe. At the moment, we are in training for those high positions in that family, learning to become like God, so that we can eventually be born as God. Part of that training is learning how to give. And God has given us three seasons each year, seven opportunities, to give as part of a commanded observance. Obviously, this doesn't mean we shouldn't confine ourselves to giving only those specific days. God is always giving, and he wants us to learn to be the same as he is. Another part of that training is to learn humility, so that we never, ever try, like Lucifer did, to put ourselves higher and greater than God. This is what Micah is pointing out. God doesn't need our money, sheep, oil, or anything else. He owns it all already. What he does want is a humble people who are willing to submit to his rule. In Mark 12, we have an example of the sort of humility God wants. That's Mark 12, and we'll start reading in verse 41. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury. And many of that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and said to them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow has cast in more than all they which have cast into the treasury. For they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. This widow did not give thousands of shekels or hundreds of drachma. She gave two mites. There seems to be a little differing ideas as to exactly how much this would be. But the clearest answer I could find was that one mite is equal to 1/64th of a day's wage. Now, I earn about £75 a day, so two mites would be £2.34. If God desperately needed our money, surely he would be very disappointed to look into the offering basket and find £2.34, however it was given. But God doesn't need our money. What he looks for is the attitude in which it is given, gladly and humbly, not grumbling or by duress, nor in a flashy, showy manner. This is what made the widow's offering stand out to Jesus. It wasn't the amount of money she gave, but rather the humility and willingness with which it was given. God is not upset if we can only give a little bit. He knows our individual situations, and he's able to bless whatever we give, as long as we give it with the right attitude. With that in mind, let us turn back to Deuteronomy 16, and we'll reread the command that is we are given to give an offering. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord thy God, in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and the feast of tabernacles. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. God gives us many things: food, clothing, protection, the Holy Spirit, wisdom, understanding, just to name a few. And he has also given us the chance to give something back. This is really what offerings are all about: a chance to give back to God a tiny bit of what he has given us, and a chance to learn how to become more like him, so that eventually we can become what he is, an eternal being with power over the whole universe. So as we take up this offering, let us do so humbly and willingly, knowing that we are in training for the greatest positions and responsibilities imaginable, as spirit-born gods, being rulers of the entire universe.